Okay, today's Daf Yud Beis. We're on the top of Yud Beis. Again, we're discussing in the middle, discussing checking the woman or even a man checking before or after the Maisa Bia. So, we just said yesterday that really when it comes to when it came to the checking, it was really only for the purpose of Taharos. If you were checking for Taharos, then you'd also check regarding the Bia. But if it wasn't for, there's no Taharos, then there's no check for the Bia. So, it boy mine Reb Zeira Reb Yehuda. So Reb Zeira asked Reb Yehuda, you have a woman, Isha. So this woman is not a Sukkah B'Taros. And therefore, according to the Gemara in Yudam Alchon Beis, she does not have to do checking prior to or after having Bia. Ma'u sheyivduk atzma levayla. Can she be machmir? What? So she's not supposed, doesn't have to do it. Maybe she wants to be machmir to make sure that everything is good. Ma'u sheyivduk atzma levayla. Can she be machmir herself and check herself before Tashmish in order to determine whether or not she's actually Mutaris levayla? So Amr Leis, so Rabbi Yehuda said back to Rabbi Zeira, Lo Tivduk, no, she shouldn't do it. It's not permitted for her to be machmir on herself and check. So the Gemara asks, V'tivduk u'mabikach. So what's the big deal? She wants to be machmir on herself. Let her check. Mabikach, what's the big deal? So the Gemara answers, Im Kain, if she does check, and the husband sees that she's checking, Libo Nokfo uporesh. He's going to be concerned. Tosfos points out, Libo Nokfo, Peresh Rabbein Chanel, Kevon deroa ishto bodekes, since he sees his wife checking, not going to think that she's just, you know, this from a yid who's being machmir on herself. Rather, mechashiv shim lo hir gisha, he thinks, well, she wouldn't be checking unless she felt something. Lo haisavodekes, lefisha das hachachim lo taknu blivtok. He knows that she's not supposed to check. She goes in and checks. She must be checking because there's a reason, and then he's going to be poorish from Menu, and he's going to have a problem of shalbayis and bitopiri rivya, so you can't do that. And Gemara asks another question. I guess they didn't know the prior conversation, because it's pretty similar. Rabbi Abba miRavuna. So Rabbi Abba asked Ravuna, Isha, a woman, Mahu shetivtok atzma kishi urveses. Should she check herself, pretty much she urveses here means immediately. Is she obligated to check herself immediately after Tashmis? Rashi says, kishi urveses, miyad la'achar bi'ila. Why? Kidei l'chayev b'ayla chatas. Because if she sees blood in this checking right away after the Maisa Bia, then we know for sure that she also had dam during the Bia, and therefore her husband would be chayev chatas as a bo'al need to be shogeg. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rav Huna says back to Rabbi Abba, mi mishkachas la levika kishir veses. You can't, the reason is that you have to do it an immediate check. You do the check, it's so close to the Maisa Bia that it has to be blood that was there beforehand. It couldn't be something that took place afterwards. He says, how is it possible? Can you even do it, the bedika, that quickly? Right? Hatanya, we had the brisa, ezehu shir veses. What is considered the shir? It's going to be on, I think on Wednesday's off, on Daf Yudalin, that if you find blood immediately after the bia, we say that vadai was there during the bia, and they're both chayv chatas. The brisa there says that's mashal l'shamash v'eid she'omdim b'tzad ha'mashkof. B'yitzias hashamash nichnas eid. So you have, it's a euphemism. So you have the shamash, which is the aver, and the eid, which is the cloth, that are standing right outside the doorpost. They're standing right outside the woman. The mam is right there, and immediately when the shamash leaves the doorpost, the eid goes right in, which is pretty. You can't do it. You can't do that quickly, right? Rashi says the shamash is the aver, and the eid is the sudden shemekanechas that she wipes with. So you can't do that. So how is it possible to do a bedika that quickly to make that determination? So Gemara says, "Have veses she'amru." The veses that they say is kinuach. He's talking about not doing an actual internal bedika. It's just a kinuach. It's a wiping that you can do pretty quickly. Below the bedika, he's talking about a kinuach and not the bedika. Right? Rashi says the kinuach, the last word on the last wide line on top, kinuach mibachutz from the outside. In bikinuach matzadam because shir hazeh chayev mchatas. If he finds a shear of blood on this wiping, then you'd be chayav achatas. So in the bedikasa, matzah kvar rekoshir, which is an actual internal examination, that's too long of a time between the maisa bia and the checking. Shari lo betzad hamashkof, oh mate, it's not standing right there, ele biyada, it's in her handle, chlaza, v'yesh kan shir odif, kadeh havan mida lemashkof, v'asham tali ikav achatas. This would be a case of an asham tali and not achatas. So that's the question. Likinuach v'lo lebedika. So the Gemara says, ele mahu shetinakeach. So that's the question. Should a woman do this checking? Should she do this external checking and wipe herself after Bia? And if she finds blood on there, then I guess there would be Chayiv and Asham Taloi. Right? So Ika the Amri, The first case is for Achatas. Maybe she should check to find whether or not it's Chayim and Ashram Toloi. She should not check. Why not? Let her check. What's the big deal? Because if she sees that she's checking, I don't know, this is checking afterwards, but I guess if she sees that this is checking afterwards, so what does it mean, libo nokvo u porish? Rashi says, libo nokvo kodem bia. I guess maybe if he sees that she's bringing the cloth to the bed, maybe, libo nokvo kodem bia. V'hadlan kaman derech benoch Yisrael, misham shashmei edim. We just said before that the derech of benoch Yisrael is to have shibia with two edim. So what's that? That's osokus b'taharos. That's talking about those who are dealing with taharos, those who handle taharos. The question here, which is an important bit of information which left out to the end of the sugya, is discussing a woman who's not osokus b'taharos. So that's why she should not be checking.
Yeah, now there's two things. There's a contradictory thing. Number one, if it happened, if there's blood, it's an ones, then it's not chayav chatos for an ones. And if it's a shogeg, because it should be checking because it's close to her vessel, then it shouldn't. The Gemara wouldn't say she shouldn't be checking.
No, the Gemara says that if she's not a second with taros, so you don't check
because it's not her vessel.
So we don't exactly. Case, we haven't spoken about the vessel yet.
No, but if that's the case, it's an ones.
We haven't. I don't know. I don't know. Why? If you could do something to prevent something, why is that an onus?
No, but it's an onus because lots of time to plead.
Right, but we haven't seen the word vesas yet in the sugya.
He says,
yeah, he hasn't seen the word vesas yet. Okay.
Oh.
No, he was excited. He was excited about things.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
The Mishnah then says, "Ubishasha he overes." So when she's, I guess when she's leaving the, this is talking about the woman who was a sekes bataros, and she's leaving doing her sikah bataros, and she's preparing herself to mishamash abayilot, she cries a badika. So amar Rabbi Ami, amar Rabbi Yanai, v'zeu idan shel tznuos. Not sure how he defines the word idan. It's like that's the midas chasidus of the tznuos. There's no chiyuv, but that's the midas of the tznuos. So amar lei Rabbi Abba bar Memel, Rabbi Ami, how can you say that this is the way the tznuos? Tana tinitzrichos, v'atani tznuos. Our Mishnah says she requires tznuos, means somebody who's doing something above and beyond.
Right.
Here the Gemara said, b'shashahi overes, it says tzricha bedika. So the Mishnah says tzricha, and you're telling me that this is just the tznuos that do this? V'atani, v'atani tznuos? So amrolei, so Rabbi Ami says back to Rabbi Ami bar Memel, when I say this is edon shel tznuos, it's not because it's only in Ridos Chasidus, you're right, it's a chiyah, but ani omer, whoever fulfills the words of the Chachamim is considered a tzenua. Shmuel says, wait a second, Amar Rava, according to that, that means if the person is not mekayim the words of the Chachamim, doesn't fulfill the din d'rabbanan, then it's only tzenua hu d'lo mikre. He's only considered not a tzenua. Harusha lo mikre, but he's not considered a Rasha. What are you talking about? If I fulfill the words of the Chachamim, I'm a Tanua. If I don't fulfill the words of the Chachamim, I'm not a Tanua. No. If you fulfill the words of the Chachamim, you're doing what you're supposed to do. If you don't fulfill the words of the Chachamim, you're a Rasha. Because you have to do what the Chachamim say. Ella Amar Rava, no, Rava said that Tanuos had a different thing, right? Ad Shabbatku bo Atzman lifnei Tashmir zeh, ein bot gizbo lifnei Tashmish acher, v'she'enan Tanuos bot goes flow chpat lehen. It seems to hear that with the tznuos, they had a different level, and they when Achabatko also they tashmis zeh, they would use a different cloth. Each time they would do a bedika, it seems to be Achabatko atzma lefnei tashmis zeh a botkins bol lefnei tashmis acher. They wouldn't use the same cloth because the cloth would become dirty. Rashi says a botkins bol lefnei tashmis acher. He says lefi shemetunaf. That the cloth would get dirty. I thought the cloth would be dirty from the shechva zera. He says from something else. He says lefisha matuna fekal maris libuno bebedika rishona v'shuv ein nears botipa kachartel. Somehow when they're doing the bedika against the cloth, I guess they didn't have disposable, so the cloth would get a little dark or something like that. You wouldn't. So if you did use it for the next one, you may the color of the blood may get a little, you know, maybe unclear, and you won't be able to use it. So not tznuos would use the same cloth, and they wouldn't care. Okay.
I thought before we said
lo sivdok. This is talking about lo sivdok is someone who's not a sukkah b'taharos. This part of the Mishnah is talking about someone who's a sukkah b'taharos.
Oh,
right? That was the Mishnah Shiover. You have to look at the close of the Mishnah. Vupishashi overis, mishari suka, or mechina asmal shamash's bottle. It's talking to Mishnah, talking about someone who's a suka bataros. You gotta keep that straight. If you're not a suka bataros, the Gemara as of now says, don't check. If you're a suka bataros, you do check. Amarava, skip. Gufa, okay. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Abba, Bar Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel. Isha she'ein la veses. A woman who doesn't have a set time, doesn't have her set time for a period, she doesn't have a zman kavua, asura l'shamesh ad she'tivdok. It is forbidden to have bia until she checks. So what are we dealing with over here? I believe here that we're still dealing with someone who's asuka bitaros. Right? The Rush here doesn't write the word gufa because it's not necessarily what we're discussing before. But it says here that the words of Shmuel are talking about someone who's a suka bataros. We'll see that later on in the Gemara. It's a big, important piece of information. That's why she's supposed to check. If she doesn't have a veses, then she's a sura l'shamish asha tivdok. So wait a second. Amar le Rabbi Abba, Amar le Rabbi Zeru, Rabbi Abba bar Yirmiya, ein la veses bai bedika. So it's only if she doesn't have a veses, she can't have, she requires a bedika, and she can't have bia without the bedika. But yesh la veses lo bai bedika, and if she doesn't have a veses, she doesn't require bedika? What are you talking about? The Mishnah said on Daf Yud Aleph that even a woman who has a veses requires bedika for tashmish if she's mishameshes bataros. Why are you making this distinction between veses and not veses? So Amr Lei, so a little difficult here. Rashi says yesh la veses lo by bedika bitmia. It's a question. V'hakatani masnisin biyesh la veses the by bedika kevan dasuka bataros. Yeah, that's what we just said. Okay. So Amr Lei, so Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya answers Rabbi Zera, yes, each woman requires a bedika, again, a suka bataros, requires a bedika whether or not she has a veses. But Shmuel, the din of Shmuel is only talking about a woman who doesn't have a veses. It's talking about Yeshla veses, if she has a veses, Eira, if she's awake, bayi bedika, but Yeshana, if she's sleeping, lo bayi bedika. So Tosos right away says, can't be talking about someone who's sleeping, because the Gemara in the Darim and Dabchav says you're not supposed to have bia with your wife when she's sleeping. So I met a woman who's groggy. She's not sleeping, but she's dozing, I guess. So Yeshla Veses, if she has a Veses and she's awake, Bai Bedika, but if she's sleeping, lo Bai Bedika. Why not? So Rashi says, Eira, Dechazia L'Suki Bitaris, Bai Bedika L'Baila. If she's awake, then she could theoretically deal with the Haros, should she want to, so then it requires a Bedika for if she could be dealing with Taharos, then she requires a bedika for the husband. If she can't be dealing with Taharos, I guess we view her as someone who's not a suka bataros. She's too tired, she's lying down, so she's not a suka bataros, then she wouldn't require bedika if she has a veses. But ein la veses, if she doesn't have a veses, then bein eira, bein yishena, by bedika. Then whether she has it when she's awake or groggy, she would still require a bedika. Fine. So Amar Rava. Rava says, V'lei malei, why can't Rabbi Abba or Yirmiya say back to Rabbi Zera that both of them are talking about a case that she's awake and she's not awake? And what's the chiluk between having a veses and not having a veses? So Yeshla veses, if she has a veses, then l'taharos boid bedika. You should say if she has a veses, when it comes to taharos, she requires a bedika. But l'baila, lo by bedika, but for her husband, she wouldn't require bedika because she has a veses. But ein la veses, and if she doesn't have a veses, then maybe you would say, I feel the baila nami by bedika. Maybe she would also require bedika if she doesn't have a veses, she would require bedika for her husband. So the Gemara says, umidilol amar lehachi, from the fact that he doesn't say this and make that distinction, shma mina, we see from here, tekasavar, that Shmuel holds, kol lebaila lo by bedika. If there is no taharos, and the only potential issue is being with the husband, that doesn't require bedika. Rashi says lebaila lo baila bedika hecha de ein asuka. If she's not a suka but taharos, according to Shmuel, according to this, she would not require bedika. It doesn't seem to make a difference. Doesn't seem to make a distinction between yesh la veses or ein la veses. Doesn't require the bedika. So the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan. Chamarin, so the chamarin are the people who was the traveling salesman. Chamarin, upoalin, and the workers. The Haboy Mibesa Evel, those were coming back from like a distance, I guess they were going to make a shiva call. Mibesa Mishto, they're coming back from the party to their house. Nishayim Lahem Becheskas Tahara. Their wives are in the Cheskas Tahara, meaning assuming when they left, their wives were Tahora. So when they come back, there's a Cheska, the Chazaka of Tahara. Just go back, because we talked about Marcel before. It says, Kola Baila, I should have read the next Rashi. Kola Baila, we said, according to Shmuel, if it's only talking about Bia, and there's no Taharos, you know, Lo Bai Bidika, Rashi says, Afilu Ein La Veses, even if she doesn't have a Veses, Rashi says. Hilka Hada Amar Shmuel, Asur L'Shamesh Acha Tivdok, where Shmuel says that the woman who doesn't have a Veses is not allowed to have Bia until she checks, that's Vesuka B'Taharos Kai. That has to be dealing with somebody with Taharos. That's what we said. That Mishnah is talking about a Sukkah B'Taharos. But if she's not a Sukkah B'Taharos, she won't require B'dika. Yeah, we're not going to paskin off of the Gemara, just letting you know. So there's lots of ink spilled on these topics. I'm sure the article has plenty. So, okay, so now we're talking about Tanur Rabbanan, Chamarin, Upoalim, Vabani, Besa Evel, Besa Mishnah, Nisheyem, Lahem, Becheskas Tahara. Their women are Becheskas Tahara. Ubain, Beshoin, Imahem, Bein Yeshenos, Bein Eros. And they can come and they can lie with them, whether they're sleeping and awake. So the sleeping again is difficult because we know the Gemara, they're not supposed to lie with your woman when she's sleeping. So they say, I guess, semi-awake. Aval hinicha mecheskas tuma. But if when they left, they were on a chazaka, they were tabei, la'olam hi tameya, she is considered tameya even when they come back, ad shetomer lo tahorani. And still she specifically says that she's tahora. Some people say, I think that when a woman goes to the mikvah, you're not supposed to have relations with her until she says that she went and everything went well, and that she's clean, because she's a cheskas tohora. Fine. The Gemara then asks, Vaha, right, Shmuel b'may mokila. Now, the brisa that we just said before, by Shmuel, that he makes a difference, the brisa, this, I guess maybe it's this brisa, that distinguishes between the cheskas tohora and when he left her when she was Tameya, Shmuel b'may mokile. Shmuel, what's he saying the story is with this woman here? E b'sheyesh la veses. If it's talking about a woman who has a veses, kasha era, then we have a problem with the fact that he has to, kasha era, why? Shmuel says that you would need a requisite, okay. Shmuel said that a woman, when you're dealing with a Sukkah B'Taharos, assuming if you're a Sukkah B'Taharos, Shmuel says if she's Eira, she would still need a Bedika. B'she'ein la Veses, and if she doesn't have a Veses, Kasha Bein Eira Bein Yeshena. That would be a question on Shmuel both ways, because he requires a Bedika whether she's awake and whether she's asleep. And our Brisa says that Bein Eira Bein Yeshena, she's Muteris below Bedika. Right, so that's the problem for Shmuel. Again, let's read it again. If the Brisa is talking about a woman who has a Veses, then Kasha Eira. Then the problem is that she's awake because the Brisa says, because why does the Brisa say that even when she's Eira, she's Muteris Lovel out of Bedika? According to Shmuel, if she's Eira, she still needs a Bedika. Someone who is Yesh Lav Veses. And if she ain't Lav Veses, we said that she would require a Bedika both whether she's awake and whether she's asleep. And the Brisa here says that both when she's awake and when she's asleep, she's Muteris without a Bedika. So it's a Kasha either way. The Gemara says, no, la'olam, so must be talking about a case, the Brisa must be talking about a case of somebody who's a Sukkah B'Taharos. So la'olam b'sheyesh la veses. Talking about a woman who has a veses. So if she's a veses, why does she not need a bedika? Why does she not need a bedika? Shmuel says you still need a bedika. Right? She says, no, kevan she'tava, once, if the husband, you know, makes overtures to have for tashmish, and she agrees, ein lecha bedika gola mizo. Well, says once she agrees, he knows for sure that she's clean. She knows. So she would have said yes,
right,
unless she had checked and she had the bedika. Okay. So Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. So Rav Papa says to Rava, Mahu l'mebet kihai misna kihai mesnisa. Are we supposed to be knowing like it's in this Mishnah? Do we require when he comes back from the party? And it's a woman, I guess, who has a veses. Do we require a bedika or a tviya? You know, bedika is her to check, or tviya to ask for bia and her to acquiesce. So Amra Le, so Rava says back to Rav Papa, Sudani. Sudani Rashi says that it means, you know, my Talmud Chacham, and the Pasuk says, Sod Hashem L'Rayav, Sudani, lo, you don't need a bedika. Why? The Meginya Bi'ape. Because if you tell her that she has to check, when she was in the Cheskas Tahara when she left, All this checking is the Rabbanan. So if you tell her that when he comes back from a faraway place, she has to check again, she's going to feel disgusted. He's now coming back and he wants to be close to his wife. So right, he says, lo boy bedika. Rashi says, dechi mitzach bedika, mignei be'ape. That's the first lesson of Rashi. So Amar Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana says, sha'altina le'inche beise, dera papa ul deravhun radio of Shua. I asked the women, the wives of Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua. So he asked the wives because he wants to know exactly what they do. Because if you ask the Rav, the Rav's going to tell you, yeah, you can do this, and then he'll be machmir himself. So he wants to know what they do in actual practice. So to know what they do in actual practice, you have to...
So
also rabbanim beirav. When your husbands come back for, you know, from the shiurim, you know, they used to go out like for the yarchei kala, or they would go out and then come back. Matzrich luhu bedika. Does he require you guys to do a bedika? I guess they must be osik b'taharos. V'amruli lo. They said no. He didn't require us the bedika. So the Gemara says v'lishalani dididuhu. Why don't you just ask directly Rav Kahana, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna themselves? It is a chiy bedika. So the Gemara says no. Dilma inu kamachmin of shainu. They might tell you what they think the halacha is, but they themselves might be machmirin themselves. He wanted to know what they actually did in practice. Right? Rashi says, "Dilma inu machmirin shayu, umatzricha bedika l'nishoseihem." Maybe they would require their wives to do a bedika. Umorim la'achirim heter, and maybe they would be more heter to others. Kehilchasa, like the halacha we just said before, "Dokdima delo by bedika," that you don't require bedika. L'fichach shal nishoseihem. That's what they asked the woman, the iunami boy lachmiru kavasei, because he wanted to be as machmir as they were. He wasn't looking for any of the heterim. He wanted to know what they did, so he can be as machmir, just be as machmir as they are. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan, learning a brisa. And you have to figure out all these cases. It's talking about someone who, so this must be someone even not Osuka Bataros, because it says here, Isha She'en La Veses, a woman who does not have a Veses, Asura L'Shamish, she's not allowed to have beer with her husband, Asura L'Shamish, because I guess you're concerned, maybe she'll see blood, b'shas tashmis, and that he will be boel nida. So he quotes here, he quotes the Chavos Das, he says, the type of woman who ain't la veses, is not talking about a woman who hasn't yet established a veses. It's talking about a woman who's established the fact that she doesn't have a veses, because it's three times in a row she's seen all over the place. So Tana Rabbanan, Isha she ain't la veses, asur l'shamish, not allowed to have bia with her, okay, so therefore if you can't be boel her, then the kiddushim are mekal tos, and therefore ein la lo ksuva. She doesn't get her ksuva, doesn't get paid her ksuva. The lo peiros, the husband does not have to pay for what he ate for the nixei malog. The lo mizonos, right? If the husband went away before he was able to divorce her, she doesn't get mizonos. The lo blaos, blaos is the clothing, right? If she brought in, I guess, with her clothing, and they wrote the value of it in the ksuva, that he can wear them, I guess, and he doesn't have to get paid them back. Right? Low blows. Rashi says, "You're going im hechnisa lo begodim b'shumas ksuvasa v'armina b'ksuvas aila le glima machsi be'va'aza adivali v'zokish megarsha al pishaksas avlos kaimen ve'em azimlo." He doesn't have to return the value of what he used in the clothing. V'yotzi, and he has to divorce her v'lo machsi olamis, and he can never take her back. We tell him if you're divorcing her, you can never take her back. So the Gemara says, "Also, divrei Rav Meir." Those are the words of Rav Meir. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, "This woman who doesn't have a vesas kavua, she can no problem. Mishameshes b'shnei edim. She can just have bia with shnei edim, with two witnesses, right? Hein ivuseha, and these edim, I guess, will be makalkal her. Meaning, if she sees." Then, with the bedika kodem before she has tashmish, then she has to you know prevent she can't have tashmish. And if she sees the blood after the tashmish, then they're going to be tamei with tumas nida. And they, according to this, he says they're going to have to bring a karban. He says b'shnei edim. So that's Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. They can't have bia. You just have to do a check. Mishum Abba Chanan Amru, in the name of Abba Chanan, they said, Oy lo labala. This woman who doesn't have a veses, it's Oy lo labala. See what that means. So first they go to back to Rabbi Meir. He says, Asur l'shamesh, not allowed to have bia. Why? Dilma mekalkalisle. Maybe she'll see blood during the time of Tashmis, and it'll, you know, cause them to have bibola anida. Dilma, She doesn't have the ksuba. Since it's a relationship, a marriage that can't have bia, then there's no ksuva. Low payus, low mazonis, low blows. Why? Because it's like ksuva, ksuva domo. Because all those things are written in the ksuba. So if you don't have the ksuba, you don't have these either. And then he said, according to Rav Meir, yotzei, you have to divorce her, below yachzir olamis, and you can never return her. So Rav Meir is pshita. Of course you can't return. This is a woman who doesn't have a veses. If you couldn't have you married with her in the first place, then how can you remarry her? Right. What's going on? She says, no. Tzricha, the hajj of the atkana. No, they're talking about a case of where the woman with this man, I guess, didn't have a veses kavua, and then I guess over time, I don't know, maybe with medication, whatever it is, over time, she developed a veses kavua. So now you're concerned. Maybe you can say now he can return, he can take her back. Kamash malan, that you can't. You can't take her back. Why? Because the zimna, the azla uminsaba umitakna. Because maybe she'll go ahead and marry somebody else. And then her vestas will become kavua. And then the amar, and if he had the right to take her back, he might say, ilu hayisi yodea shekachu, that this was a possibility, that she could develop the vestas. I feel how you know stimly maya mana. If you gave me so much money, lo hayisi mergarsha, I won't have divorced her. So he would be somehow mevatel a get limafreya. Must be a case where he gave the get al tanai by saying that I'm only giving the get because she doesn't have the verses kavua. Lo hayisi mergarsha nimsa get batel, but then mamzerim. Then you find out the get is batel, and any of the children that she had with the second husband would be mamzerim because there was never a get, and she was still married to the first one. So in order to prevent that opportunity, we tell them, you know, if you divorce her, you can never return her. So there's no possibility of you saying, oh, that have she? No, you can never take her back. Then we said, the last answer was, Mishum Abachan and Amru Oilalaglala. Woe is to the husband. So who is he talking about? Abachanan comes to the third shita. It says Oilalabala. Is Oilalabala discussing the shita of Rav Meir, who says that she can't have Bia, and therefore Oilalabala means hold like Rav Meir? Or Oilalabala, according to the second shita, which is the shita again of Rav Chinah ben Antigonus, who says that no, he can't have Bia, and he says woe to the husband, because you have possibilities of stuff going on here. So he says, Ika da Ami, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus kamarle, that Oyla Lubala goes on Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus when Abba Chanan is coming to argue on Chanina ben Antignus, who's Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus said that the woman who doesn't have a vessel, she can be mishamish with Edim, and Abba Chanan comes to say no, woe is to the husband because the mikal kelisle, because even if you're mishamish with Edim, there is the possibility that you're going to have, that there could be a kilko. Because maybe before Tashmish you won't see, and then you will see Machmas Tashmish. And that's what Abu Khanan is saying. Oyla Labala means that you're still going to be concerned. Amr Huda, Amr Shmuel, Rabbi Huda says the name of Shmuel, Halacha Kiri Chanina ben Antignus. The Halacha is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, who says that you can be Mishamish, the woman who doesn't have the Vesas, is not with Edim. So Ubamai. So which woman are we talking about? Iba Asuka Bataros. If we're talking about a woman who's Asuka Bataros, Ha Amara Shmuel Chadazimna. Shmuel already said this din, that Asuka Bataros needs a Badika, and Vashain Asuka does not need a Badika, right? So we already know that. And if Be'ain Asuka Bataros, if we're talking about an Ein Asuka Bataros, Ha Amar, Shmuel already said, Ko Levaila, Lo Baila Badika. Whoever's just having Bia with her husband, not being Asuka Bataros, doesn't require a Badika. So what are you telling me? The Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, Amar Shmuel, Isha She'ein La Veses, Asul Shamash Asha Tivdok. We do have a statement of Shmuel that says that a woman doesn't have a Veses, she's not allowed to have a Bia until she checks. Well, Kimnala, and we check, and we said over there, we just said today, Basuka Bataros. It's talking about being Asuka Bataros. So what's going on? So simple. Manda Masniha, Lo Masniha. Yeah, you're right. It's the same halacha. Different batei midrashim. I mean, Rashi has a whole different track. Different batei midrashim. This one who said it this way didn't hear that one. And that one, they didn't hear the other shir. But halach lemais, he says, we paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. This is going to go, we have plenty of time. But, let's finish the parak. So look in the halacha lemais in the Hilchos Nida in Shulchan Aruch. So it's a siman kuf pei vav. Figured we'd have time. That's why I brought it in. Okay. So he says, brings down in the Shulchan Aruch, Isha sheyesh lo vesas kavua. Right. Again, we're not passing. We're just reading the Shulchan Aruch. Isha sheyesh lo vesas kavua. A woman who has a vesas kavua, eina tzericha bedika klal. Doesn't require bedika at all. Lo lifnei tashmish, lo la'achar tashmish. She doesn't require bedika before tashmish or achar tashmish. Va'adarabah. On the contrary, ein lo livdok lifnei baila. She shouldn't do any bedikas at all. B'shas tashmish at that time. Kidei shelo yalibo nokvo. Nor that he won't feel, you know, the husband won't feel what's going on here while she's checking. But he quotes a Rambam. He says, "V'rambam zal matzriach livdok achar tashmish." The Rambam requires her to check after Tashmish. She checks, not he. She checks be'ed echad, v'hu be'ed echad, v'leros b'hem shema ro'asa damishas Tashmish. To see whether or not they saw blood during Tashmish. Uludato, and according to the Rambam, hatsnuas botkos atzman af kodem Tashmish. They also checked before Tashmish. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says right away, v'asvar rishona hi ikar, you hold like the Svar rishona, v'chei nohagu, and that's what how they're knowing in Ashkenaz. Im eila veses kavua. So if she doesn't have a Vestas Kavua, so according to the Gemara, we see the Paschim Pashas, the Gemara was, we Paschim like Chanina ben Antignus, she doesn't require a Bedika. So he quotes the Shita, and this is the Shita that's brought down by the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran, a lot of people, they say, Eim ein la Vestas Kavua, Sholosh pa'amim rishonim tzricha livdo kodim tashmish va'achar tashmish. Hu ve'et shalo, v'hi ve'et shalo. The first three times that they have Bia, they should check before and after. Quotes them to check before and after, because you want to establish three times that she's not seeing Bia Machmas Tashmish. Im Eim Laves Kavua Shalosh Pami Rishonim Tzricha Livdo Kodim Tashmish Va'achat Tashmish Hu Be'et Shalo, him with his aid, V'hi Be'et Shalo, V'im Huxaka Ba'osam Gimel Pamim. And if she establishes herself in those three times, She'ena Roa Da Machmas Tashmish, that she doesn't see blood, Machmas Tashmish, Shuv Eina Tzricha B'dika Klau. You wouldn't need, going forward, you wouldn't need any B'dika. We didn't, that's not shot in the Gemara, but that's what the Rishonim say. Lo lipnei tashmish alachar tashmish. Vila harambam. The coin to the Rambam. And the Rush. Kol's man she'ema veses. If she doesn't have a veses, there's no such thing as three times. Tzricha hi bedika la'olam. Kodim tashmish alachar tashmish. She would always require bedika. Mashmah, they're not passing like Rechonim ben Antignus. Which is interesting because the Gemara seems to make it clear. The Rambam matrich shagam habal yivdok atzma alachar tashmish. And the Rambam will require even the husband to check himself after tashmish. And he says, look, that seems more gay. Shach doesn't ask. He says, "Lo yirad v'lusov daiko kolilu gedolim." I don't understand what's going on. So he says, the Shach says, "Al emes." He argues that the das kolopsokim. He psukim. He says that filu isha she'ein leveses, that a woman who doesn't have a veses lo by b'dika lo by the klal doesn't require b'dika at all, which seems to be the pshat of the Gemara. Lo lipnei atashmish lo achar tashmish lo hachi kasev. That's where he quotes with the riff that the riff doesn't bring it down. So there's a machlokas, three way machlokas rishonim. About how we're passing about a woman who doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, which is again why we're not passing here. He had the situation, the local competent Orthodox halachic deciser, as to what to do when it comes to that situation. Okay, we'll stop here, finish the first parak, correct? We'll pick up the second parak tomorrow morning. Everybody have an excellent day.